This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Chris Stafford. On the show this week, Katie Coleman offers us a grooming tip. But first, we hear from John Marshall. John is the organizer of Fresno Horse Trials, formerly RamTap, and he began by telling us what events they're preparing for this spring.
In 2 weeks, we're going to have the first show in Area 6 for the year, which is our combined test, which is the weekend of January the 24th and the 25th. On Monday and Tuesday, the 26th and the 27th, two-time Olympic gold medalist Mark Todd is going to give a riding clinic at the horse park, and people are traveling from all over California to ride in that clinic. 3 weeks after that clinic, we will have our February international horse shows, where we will run divisions from intro up to intermediate, as well as a CIC one-star and a CIC two-star.
Give us a picture of the venue there, John.
We operate a horse park on about 150 acres. It's on the banks of the San Joaquin River, which is one of the two biggest rivers in California. It's next to Freeway 99, which is a freeway that runs through north-south through Northern California and connects to other routes that connect us all over the West Coast. The Fresno County Horse Park used to be called RamTap, and that's a name that a lot of people know much better than our name. And it started operating in that same location in 1957. 2 years ago, I took it over, and we're trying to expand what's there. We have, at this point, 246 temporary stalls. We have two show jumping arenas, which we can do bull show jumping as well as dressage on. And then we have two more, what are really more versatile, what we call multi-purpose arenas. In the two multi-purpose arenas, we can either run show jumping or we can run up to 8 dressage courts at the same time. And we've got the warm-up to back it up. We've done some de-rocking on the facility. I've owned it for 2 years. We've done some de-rocking. So one of the things that people used to kid me about is you could hear the horses riding in dressage because you could hear their feet clicking on the rocks. But the rocks are now gone. We're using them for other things.
As you said, coming up in 2 weeks' time is a combined training test, and that's at all levels, isn't it?
It is. It runs from intro through advanced.
And so what sort of entries would you expect for that, John?
Probably somewhere around 100. You know, we had 2 years ago, we had 80. A year ago, we had 120. We'll get 100. We might get 120 again. It's always a little bit of a guess, but it's in that range.
And getting horses fit over there at this time of year wouldn't present a problem, would it, with the weather, the climate is conducive up in Fresno? Or you don't get any snow down in Fresno itself, do you?
Correct. And it's really conducive in California. There are 8 eventing facilities in California, and none of them have a snow problem. So the facilities, as well as, you know, there are people who live in the mountains, certainly, that have snow issues, but the vast majority of the riders in California really don't have to deal with snow.
Let's talk about the event that you've got coming up in a few weeks' time. You've got Mark Todd in between time with a 2-day clinic. Are you fully booked?
That clinic has been sold out since last month. There are 25 riders in it. You know, you can only put so many people into those clinics and still get the rider a good quality, you know, teaching experience. So, but it's been sold out for a month. We'll have a bunch of auditors, and we're very excited about him coming to Fresno.
Does he have the same 25 riders each day?
Yes. We've done a couple of these clinics. Lucinda Green came last January and did a 2-day clinic. Philip Dutton came in May of last year, and then Mary King came in November. They've all followed the same. I mean, we don't tell them what to do, but they all seem to follow the same profile, and that is that they spend the first day working on the riders, jumping, show jumping, and then the second day they all seem to go out on the cross-country course. And they do it, they split the groups up by their riding ability and by the horse's ability. But they all seem to do that the same way. You know, as sure as I say that, you know, Mark will have a different method. And with his riding ability and his history, boy, you know, he certainly knows what he's doing.
Let's talk about the event that follows then. You mentioned next month.
It is a, as I said, it's a international horse trials, which is to say that we will run divisions from intro up through intermediate on a national basis, and then we also will hold a CIC one-star and a two-star. It's a three-day competition. Again, people will come from all over California, and we'll get a couple people from Canada. We'll get a couple people from Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, and Washington. So we get a lot of people from a long distance. We 2 years ago we started running the CIC part of it last year. 2 years ago we had 135 entries in our competition. Last year, adding the CIC, we went up to 270. So my hope would be that we would get that 270 and maybe even 300 this year. We're having a lot of fun with it. Jay Hambly, a Canadian course designer, went to work for me last year and built our one-star, two-star, and intermediate courses. They actually designed and helped build it. Burt Wood was the main builder on it. They spent several weeks with a couple of other people last winter building those courses. So we've gotten to try them out. They're actually here today. Starting to work on some new jumps and relocating some of the jumps, so changing the courses to keep them interesting and educational for the riders that will be here in February.
And that's over the middle weekend, isn't it? 13th through the 15th of February.
That's exactly right.
And through the levels as well, I think, isn't it from intro all the way up to one and two star CICs?
It is.
What sort of numbers would you expect for that then, John, based on what you've had in the past?
I think the answer is 270 to 300 entries.
So would that be your biggest event of the year then?
It absolutely will be.
But you have more though later on in the year. Tell us what others you have scheduled through 2015.
We have a horse trials where we will run intro through intermediate, and that will be on Rolex weekend, the last weekend in April. And then in the middle of October, we will have a horse trial where we will run intro through intermediate. And then in November, the middle of 4 weeks later, we will have our November horse trials, which again will run intro through intermediate.
So how many events then throughout the year do you have in total?
In three-day eventing type of events, we have the one combined test in January, and then we have four horse trials. We're starting to do some other things in addition to that, but those are the three-day eventing USCA-approved types of competitions.
Tell us about the sponsorship that you have, and we all know that building that family of sponsors is critical to the success of an event. And also, talk about the pool of volunteers that support you as well, the kind of catchment area you have for volunteers.
I took this over 2 years ago, and so we are slowly adding good quality sponsors. APF is our first presenting sponsor, and we're very happy to have them. They've been very supportive. It's a great product, so it's a win-win, which is what I look for. That's actually our biggest sponsor at this point. We are working on adding more sponsors. We have a bench sponsorship program where we've had a number of individuals as well as riding barns that have stepped forward and sponsored fences that ties into our fence building program that Bert and Jay are working on. And so we're expanding on that. We have a great group of volunteers. As everybody knows, three-day eventing is a volunteer sport, and without the volunteers, none of the organizers would be able to run their shows. We've got a great group. There is a lady that stepped forward about a year ago whose name is Lindsay Minter, and she's my volunteer coordinator for Cross Country Day. And it's ultimately ended up being a coordinator for the whole thing. She's a young gal. She's very excited. She gets everybody excited, and we've had a big increase in the number of people coming out to volunteer and help. Some of who ride, and some of don't have anything to do with riding, but just enjoy what we're doing and enjoy watching the sport.
Do you get much media coverage over there? Can you warm up the local media at this time and get them engaged in the events that you have?
We've gotten a little bit of media coverage here. I think that what we have to do and what we are working towards doing is getting more involvement in the community. We need to do that. The horse park is not well known in the Fresno community, and again, we're working on changing that. As the shows get larger, we're getting more vendors, and we're reaching out to vendors to get them to come to the show because of the traffic. As we have more vendors, as we have more competitors from the local area, that we believe will draw more spectators, which will get more interest from the media. So that's a tough process, but we're working on it. You know, three-day eventing is not that well known here, and we're working on educating the public. The Fresno area, the city of Fresno has 500,000 people, and there's another city that's grown together with it, which is Clovis, which is another 100,000 people. There's a million people in the trade area, and one of the things that we're making progress on it. One of the things that we have to do and we're trying to do is to educate people about three-day eventing. The Fresno-Clovis area there is a large Western riding community here. There's a rodeo in Clovis every year that's been, I think they had their 100-year anniversary last year. So there's a large riding community here. There is a significant dressage group in the area. There's a significant show jumping group in the area. And we're trying to reach out to all those people. We're starting to put on dressage shows at the horse park to try to draw them into, you know, paying more attention. We think as a larger group, we can attract more attention from the media. It's just going to take some time.
Well, the best of luck with it. Thank you for coming on the program this week, and hope your events go well this spring.
They will, and watch for the results.
Katie Coleman joins us now. She was formerly the manager for Pollard Eventing as Katie Thornton, and she's now married to William Coleman. Katie joins us from Florida, where they are based for winter training. Katie Coleman, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Congratulations from all of us here at the USEA for your recent wedding last year.
Thank you so much. We are very excited. Very excited. Growing up.
Well, and obviously very busy too. How many horses do you have in training now for this season?
We've got, I think, 22 down here with us. We're staying at Liz Halliday's farm in her new facility, and she's been nice enough to rent us one of her barns for the winter. And so, yeah, we are very busy. We've got 22 total. I guess probably 17 of those would be immediately ours. And then we have a student that's down here with five of her horses. So, there's plenty to do in a day.
And at all levels, up to four-star?
All levels, yeah. We've got 4-year-olds up to our 3-star horse, Obus O'Reilly, and then everything in between.
And when does the season kick off for William?
We're taking January pretty slow. We're kind of focusing on training here this month. We've got a few horses doing, our younger horses will do their first horse trial at the second Ocala Horse Park. I believe that's the first, or I think that's the second weekend in February. And then the big guys will do a combined test there, and then they really kick off their season at Pine Top Advance. That's when the big guys will start their full-on horse trial. So
I can imagine, as the wife of William Coleman, you are the stable management organizer. You pretty much run everything, I imagine.
Yeah, we've got some great girls and some wonderful working students working for us. Our head girl, Alicia Dotson, she's really our head girl. She's our manager. But yes, I can't help but play a bit of a role in the stable management. It's hard to sort of stand back and watch everything. So yeah, I do still play a bit of a part in running the grooming side of things. But for the most part, I'm helping Will, and I do some riding, and I do a lot of videotaping of Will's riding, and I'm still trying to find out my role at Will Coleman Equestrian, but it's a fun place to be. So we're, yeah.
Well, never a dull moment, I'm sure. I
mean, you mentioned
stable management, then of course you were previously the manager, weren't you, at Michael Pollard's for some time.
Yes.
There. You were well known for having lots of grooming tips for your stable management and the high standard of stable management. So I thought no better person to get on the show than give us a stable management tip this week. So what have you got for us, Katie?
Well, we've had to adjust to the Florida skin therapies here down in Ocala this year. We normally go to Aiken, and so we haven't had, I know there's a lot of Florida, we used to call it the Florida funk that we have to deal with down here in more so in Ocala than we did in Aiken, but we've incorporated into our everyday use. We mix up, it's a rinse, it's a after bath rinse, and it's a little like grain pail, maybe a gallon of warm water, and we do about 3 glugs of organic apple cider vinegar. You have to get the organic stuff. And then we put a few capfuls of baby oil in there as well, and we sponge that all over our horse's coat. You don't rinse it off, you just foot scrape it off and let the horse air dry. And we find that really helps with skin conditions, with hives. It also acts as a natural fly repellent, and it just makes them really soft and shiny. And we use that every day. Sometimes we use it in place of a bath, but it also works well after a bath. It sort of gets the extra soap residue out of their coats. So that's something that's very cost-effective. It is not expensive, and it's really easy to do every day. So that's what we've been doing. That's my tip for the USEA this week.
It's combating the scale, that sort of scabbiness, isn't it? And it clears all that up, does it?
It does, yeah. I'm not sure. I know apple cider vinegar, I know humans as well, has a lot of healing qualities. And it's magnificent stuff. I don't know the science behind all of it, but I just know that it works. So that's why we use it.
Now, what about in the heels? You know, in Europe, where they have so much mud, you get that mud rash, you get the rain rash, you get the mud fever and that sort of thing. Have you ever used it for those kind of conditions?
No, but I hear if you mix it with tea tree oil and you put it in a spray bottle, you can spray it and it will work on their feet very well. So we haven't done that, but I have read that people use that apple cider vinegar mixed with tea tree oil in a spray bottle, and you spray that in their feet when it gets wet outside.
So today's medicine cabinet looks a lot different to what it did 20 years ago, doesn't it?
It does.
but in fact, you're actually going back to a lot of the
exactly,
natural remedies.
Exactly.
You know, when you think back, you know, to the previous century or the late 19th century, of course, they used very natural remedies, didn't they?
I'm sure they used apple cider vinegar a lot more.
You can't remember, Katie.
No, I can't remember. I think that was before my time.
Right. Well, thank you very much indeed for that. And I hope you'll join us again for more of your stable management tips.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me.
And a reminder that you'll find a transcript of this podcast on the website at useventing.com. This podcast is also available for download from the iTunes Store to your smartphone podcast app, so you can listen to the show on the go. Thank you for your company this week. Until the next time, enjoy your eventing.